The exhibit at Berlin's Jewish Museum seeks to answer frequently asked questions about Jews. Are all Jews religious? What makes food kosher? What do Jews wear on their heads, and why? And who can become a Jew? One display is a plexiglass cube open at the front where a Jewish person sits every day but Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath, answering questions from museum goers. On a recent day, Signe Rosbach, a Jew from Berlin, sat in the cube and talked to non-Jews who approached. She said she wanted to participate because most Germans have never met a Jew.
They don't meet any Jews, most of them, and I thought this was a great idea.
This German-Canadian couple were surprised by the cube, but they liked it.
I always seem to find that Germans, my husband being one, and his family are very undereducated when it comes to knowing who the victims of, you know, at their hands in the Second World War were. They don't really have any understanding of what a Jew is culturally.
Robert is her husband.
We come from a generation, so we still like have at least part of the guilt in us. Even though us, we never did anything personal.
Curator Michael Friedlander, who was also Jewish, says she was motivated by the fact that many young Germans say the Holocaust was so long ago that there's no need to discuss it today.
We want them to continue to remember the terrible history, but perhaps there's a new way to enter into dialogue.
Historian Alexander Haskell, another visitor, said the box is a good idea.
This exposition is an experiment. It can really fail when at the end we will see everybody's just laughing and nothing else. But maybe it opens new ways to deal with Judaism, also taking into account that also German society is evolving and Jews are a part of this society.
The exhibit runs until September 1st of this year. Michael Scaturo for VOA News in Berlin.